Sechtes Uktzin, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. The Perik over here deals with the halachas of being food which needs to be mukshet in order to be mekabel tuma. As we've learned previously, in order for regular food to become tuma, to be susceptible to be mekabel, to receive uncleanliness, it has to first undergo a washing with the seven mashkim, the seven liquids that are considered liquids in order to be machshir. And the simon for that is, a well-known simon is Yad Shachadam, which stands for Yayin, wine, Devash, is honey from bees. Shachat stands for Sheleg, which is snow. Cholov, milk. Tes is for tal. And then dam is dam and mayim, blood and water. So the Mishnah says, Yesh tzrichim hechsher, there are foods that need hechsher, ve'inim tzrichim hechshava. However, one doesn't have to have specific intention to eat these foods as foods, because naturally these are consumed by human beings. There are those types of foods that require machshava v'hechsher. First, they have to undergo a special intention to be designated as food, and then undergo have some type of a washing with the seven mashkim, one of the seven mashkim that are machshe for kabbalas tuma. There are those that need machshava v'lei hechsher, and furthermore lei hechsher v'lei machshava. And the Mishnah tells us, kol ha'ichlan ha'miyichodim la'adam. Any type of food which is designated for human consumption, tzrich and heksha, all it has to undergo is a heksha, which means it has to have some type of interaction with liquid first. However, it does not need a specific intention that is to designate it as food, as we've explained, because it's self-designated, because it is a meichel adam. It is food which is fit for human consumption, and it is eaten by humans. Mesechtes Uktzin, Peri Gimel Mishnah Beis, Hachoytich Mina Adam. If a person cuts off a piece of flesh from a human being while the human being is alive, so the only thing that becomes Tomei is if a complete aver, a complete limb is cut off. If just flesh is cut off from a human being, it is not Mekabel Tomei. Mina Behema, from Behema, Umina Chayo, from an animal. A wild animal, min ha'oifis, from birds, min nivlos ha'oif ha'tomei, from the carcass of a dead bird, which is not metama when it doesn't have a loch of an avela, v'ha'chelev, and the fats of animal, bekforim, in the villages where it's not normally consumed by humans, as opposed to the big cities where there are all types of people, and over there you find people that do eat it, so therefore over there would be considered an oichel. V'shakol yiroki soda, and all types of greenery that grows in fields that is not normally eaten. Chutz mish mar koyim upitrios, except for truffles and mushrooms, even though these things grow, they don't need a special machshava because they are consumed by humans. Rabbi Yehuda oime chutz mi Kirishe Sada Vhergila Veneta Cholov. Kirishe Sada is translated as field leeks. These things he hold don't require a special machshava because they are naturally consumed. And Regila is translated as porcelain, and netzacholim is some type of grass that has a milky sap inside. Shimon says, chutz min ha'achavios, except for achavios, which the translation for that would be caradun, and v'yosiyoy mechutz min ha'kalusin, except for kalusin, which would be acorns, harei elu tzricha machshava v'hechsha. So all these things, except the things which we know are exemption to this rule, these foods need both machshava, because they first have to be designated to be considered human food, because ordinarily they're not consumed, and then v'hechsha, they require to undergo some type of interaction with water or with other liquids that are machshirit to be mekabel tumah.